Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, Jenny, get this. Radar Online claims that O.J. Simpson may sue the NFL for concussions he suffered during his career.
Wow.
A source tells the site if anyone has CTE, and that's a traumatic brain injury, it's O.J. Simpson. It's the only way you can explain his strange behavior that began in 1994.
Huh.
When the source says, when I met him in 1999, he was already acting nutty.
Yeah.
And then he got stranger and stranger as the years went by. He says, the murder was just the tip of the iceberg. Well, when a murder is just the tip of the iceberg, that's really problematic. I think maybe this guy doesn't know what that expression means. But anyway,
I think so, yeah.
He says he'd have angry outbursts. He was moody, impulsive, and already suffering from memory loss. I kind of stopped hanging out with him in 2007 because he was getting too weird.
You know, I could see that because, you know, you get all kinds of athletes that have these traumatic, I mean, anybody that has these traumatic brain injuries, it can completely change you, the way you act, the way you are.
O.J. Simpson has already spent so much of his life in a courtroom.
Right.
Really, why not just go back? He's probably really comfortable there.
Yeah. Honestly, but that's a very interesting thing.
Yeah,
it is. And it's a totally, a new way to think about all the stuff that's going on with OJ.
Yeah.
But Niall Horan is another guy that in One Direction that is still holding on to the idea of them getting back together.
Yeah, I thought this would have been nixed. Like, I thought this was not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it happening, but he said, you know, he's still holding out for it. He said, if it comes tomorrow, I have my bags packed. If I have to wait till I'm 60, so be it.
Wow.
I'm serious. We'll be like the Eagles and never stop. Now, with 1D, the screaming didn't stop. We all would run around, and there would always be some explosion going off or some props coming in. Now, you know, that he's solo, he said, I just stand there thanking God for my guitar. You know, when I put that down, I really don't have a clue what to do with my hands.
Does he sound a little unhinged in this whole quote? Yeah, I was trying to connect the dots and not... It
almost sounds like a little bit unhinged, but also like he's like kind of wants to go back to what he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
With how One Direction and all that stuff was. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I'm not holding out hope. This is the kookiest story of the day, though.
Okay.
Naughty Gossip claims that Kylie Jenner is worried about what her baby is going to look like. A source tells the site, Kylie is terrified that her baby will look like what she once looked like.
Okay.
Although Kylie had only admitted to plumping up her pout. I mean, come on. So she had her lips injected, people. That's what plumping up her pout means.
Right.
She looks very different. Every mom secretly wants their kid to look like them, do they? Especially if they're having a girl. But the question is, will Kylie's daughter look like the old Kylie or the new one? That's the weirdest thing heard in a long time. I don't think anyone's thinking like, I sure hope my baby comes out with luscious lips.
Right.
Collagen injected lips.
You know, every parent just wants their kid to come out healthy.
Yeah. I having a cute baby here and there, but I don't really get that too much into what they look like.
Yeah. I hope that these kids don't ever come out looking like any of the Kardashians.
Agreed.
I would be okay with that.
Agreed.
Jeez.
That'd be better for them and for everyone involved.
Another story that proves that these people are just wackos.
Yep.